8:42 is the time. We've had a bit of a problem here, Rhea. I am a slob.
Really?
I just dropped Glenn's Conshohocken Brewing Company beer, and it's delightful.
Yes.
And I just want to check, Glenn, I apologize to
That's
you.
That's our porter, man. You can't this be is, spilling that stuff.
This is the porter, Alan. I did that. I can't believe it. It is the tailgate throwdown, contestant number three. And what this man has come up with, his name is Lamont, right, Glenn? Well, give us some
Lamont
information.
Lamont Adams from Hokesson. This kid is great because he worked in the line as a sous chef and so on at some good restaurants. He decided he wanted to strike out on his own. He's going back to school studying food science at University of Delaware. And the recipe he brings today is Dr. Pepper infused pulled pork.
All right, now hold on. We better bring the. Let's get the chef in here right now. JC Nunez. Hello, chef. How are you today? JC, this seems like a controversial decision by Lamont to go with a soft drink in his pulled pork recipe. Do you usually use soft drinks?
Some recipes we do. I think this is a great recipe. I think it was great.
How you do?
Yeah.
Lamont, how much did you work to get this at the perfection level that it is right now?
Wow. So basically for the past 3 years.
Hold on. I need you right at that mic. Yeah, there you go. All right.
So I've been working on it for the past 2 years for the rub.
2 years.
And then for the barbecue itself, the sauce. Yeah. It's been about a year.
He discovered the sauce by falling asleep while he was making it, thus allowing it to go for another 6 hours.
Right. This is happening more and more.
Yes.
We are having kitchen accidents, chef, that turn into recipes. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happens on occasion.
Penicillin.
I just spilled that beer. If I had a pot of something, it went in there. Who knows that it might be even better because I put Glenn's beer in there.
You never know.
It's really good on the carpet.
Well, no.
You know what? We'll
I
want to
thank
out.
The midday guys. They're going to think they're working in a brewery today. I appreciate that very much. So Lamont, you worked on this. You want to make this your living, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love doing barbecue. Slow and low. Sit back, relax. Keep an eye on it.
All right, now, Chef, your job will be at the tailgate throwdown to take this recipe and tweak it so that it's even more effective, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you have sampled this, correct?
Yes.
And I personally have one thing I would do. I would like to hear, what do you think needs to be done to Lamont's recipe here?
Honestly, I think his recipe is really good.
Yeah.
What I would do, and I was talking to Lamont about, is use the same exact recipe but on ribs.
On ribs?
On ribs.
This would be better. How would that improve it?
Well, I think the fat content on ribs, I think you can smoke it better. I think on a grill, you'll really get a lot more flavor out of it.
All right. Now, Al, you have tried this, correct?
I really like it.
I do.
It's really good.
It's very spicy. Yeah, Lamont, I got to be honest. My nose is running right now.
You find that very spicy?
Right. What?
Sheesh.
What? No, I'm a food wimp.
You are.
I'm a very wimpy person. But it's really, it is
good,
isn't it?
It's a great roll, too, man.
Oh, the roll. What'd you do with that? Did you do the roll?
No. I was able to pick those up. But those rolls are amazing.
That's a beautiful roll. My wife would go nuts. She loves pulled pork. Right? But anyway, so we're going to work on this and get it even better. And then Lamont's going to win the contest. Is that the plan here, Chef?
That's the plan.
I love it.
You're going to stick with it. Is it going to turn into ribs or are you going to leave it? There's going to be a battle going on.
I think the rib thing is a very controversial thing.
It's up to the chef.
Chef Nunez knows what he's doing. He is the head of the off-catering division for Brulé Catering. So when people have you entertain at their homes, he's the guy who comes in and does it. But I got to tell you,
Lamont doesn't like that.
Lamont, you did not like
that suggestion by the chef.
I love the suggestion.
What the hell are you doing? The guy's an expert.
Lamont, we can do both.
Yeah, there we go. We do both.
All right, I don't know how the rules work here, Chef. You're on your own with that stuff. All I know is that it is amazing meat, too. I love the way you slow cooked. It's brilliant. It's a great piece of work. It's a little spicy.
By the way, Ange, along with the sandwich today, and along with the beer from Conshohocken Brewing Company, I brought in the porter today, right?
What's that?
I brought in our porter today, which is a nice, good dark beer.
It's really good on a
lot
rug,
of flavor.
Too. It's great on the rug.
We also began today the newest part of this competition, which is the Platinum Vodka Tailgate Throwdown Bloody Mary Contest.
Oh, yeah.
So now for the next few weeks, in addition to the beer, in addition to the barbecue, we're going to have somebody bring in each week their best Bloody Mary, brought to you by Platinum Vodka. It's got to have one ingredient, though.
What?
What's that?
It's got to have Kelchner's horseradish.
Kelchner's horseradish.
Wait a minute.
It's got to be one of the ingredients.
I did take it minus. That had horseradish in it? Yeah. Maybe that's where the spice came from. Yeah. Maybe that's how
here's
it got,
it's got. That one's got platinum vodka, tomato juice, lemon, salt, pepper, garlic, Kelchner's horseradish,
wow.
celery salt,
wow.
pepper juice, Worcestershire sauce, Old Bay, and Ooh. Beef jerky.
All right. Now, no. These two girls that came in, are they both the liquor girls?
No, Meredith is the liquor girl.
The
girl. Other girl has, only works here.
Wow. They're both very attractive. Nice meeting both of you.
We're going to take four recipes for the Bloody Marys, a $100 gift card to Fine Wine and Good Spirits if you're one
wow.
of them, and they will compete at the Tailgate Final Showdown Grand Finale. Somebody will get a grand prize of a $500 gift card to the Fine Wine and Good Spirits stores and a premium prize pack from Platinum Vodka. So if you make a great Bloody Mary,
right. hmm.
you should enter. And by the way, we have three more weeks of this. We have two recipes picked out, one of which is going to make you highly uncomfortable. Which I'm looking forward
well,
to.
Right now, my mouth's a little hot.
No,
it's
no. One of them is. One of them
now,
is
not.
I'll put it this way. One of them is a part of meat that you probably have never eaten in your life.
I'm not eating it.
Whoa!
You don't even know what it is.
Tongue. Not eating a tongue.
Not tongue.
Not eating a rear end. There's no rear end on me. All right, I'll tell you that right
your
now.
Your head is up there most
of
the time.
But
I'm not certain I needed
we
that.
Still, we still need one more, because I got five recipes that
you
I
need
love.
One more to go?
I need one more.
So how do they get involved?
CBSPhilly.com/tailgate. CBSPhilly.com/tailgate. And the prizes are amazing, Ange.
Oh, I know they are.
LeMond wins a $100 Visa gift card right now from Jerry
O'Jaguar.
You
already won that, LeMond.
Thank you.
And you qualify for drawing to win Vermont Castings 5-burner gas grill from Dreyfus
awesome.
Fireplaces and a big
awesome.
Green egg smoker from Queen Appliances. You'd enjoy that at your house.
You can do that, LeMond. Just listen to the chef and stop trying to go outside the lines. The chef knows what he's doing. And I have to ask you one last thing, chef, because today, because the Eagles have played the Packers, I've been asking people about cheeses,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy incorporating cheese into your recipes?
I do.
You do?
I do.
What is the best use of cheese? All right, because we have people have called it cheese steaks and cheeseburgers and things like that. What is the best use of cheese?
Wait, personally?
Personally.
I love, and it sounds terrible, but I love good French onion soup with some nice Gruyere.
No one had
even
said that.
Cheese on top.
And it's like a
cheese. I can sit there and eat that cheese and wipe it off the side of the bowl.
See,
oh.
That's why the guy's an expert. See that?
Yeah.
All right. Now will you listen to him, LeMond?
Of course.
Get on board here. This guy's a genius.
Can I throw
right?
one in?
I love it, chef. Thank you very much.
Can I throw
much.
The cheese in?
What's that?
I was listening. Can I throw my favorite cheese?
Why not?
All right. So you get this great bowl of pasta in a restaurant, right? And the waiter comes over. He says, would you like some Parmesan on that? Tell me when.
Yeah.
And I say, I hope you don't have plants tonight, Pat.
You let them really
keep going.
All right, but there's a point where it's too much, right, chef?
It's all what you like.
No, you cannot overwhelm the pasta and the sauce. Talk to him, chef. Tell him he's an idiot.
Each his own.
I love it. Hey, guys, thank you. LeMond, good luck to you, man.
You're a genius.
And, chef, I don't have to tell you, you're one of the greats of the country, and I appreciate very much you being a part of this.
Thanks.
All right, Glenn?
Yes, the Tailgate Throwdown Final is going to be at the Independence Seaport Museum on December 13th. We can still take entries, cbsphilly.com/tailgate. Brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews, Brulee Catering, Tasty Cake, Cherry Hill Jaguar, Kelchner's Horseradish, Temple School of Tourism and Hospitality, Platinum Vodka, and
Platinum Vodka,
the Conshohocken Brewing Company.
And I like the new liquor girl, too. That's very nice.
Meredith. You'll see her again.
Nice job, both you girls. And thank you. Next week, let's get some dessert sold here, too. We'll get that in there as well.
Oh, yeah.